There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, back to the second hour of the Power Hour. So glad to have you join us today, and I am so thrilled to be able to be here in the studio and to have on the line with me Dr. Cass Ingram, who was so kind he was going to agree to do the whole entire show today, but I stepped in and took back the reins and said I want to be there if he's going to be there. So the noted researcher, father of oregano, that's what I believe, one of the best teachers, writers, and an opinionist that I know, Dr. Cass Ingram. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Hey, great to be with you. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. And I'm so glad to be back and have you on the air with us today. Hey, I got to start right out of the box and say, did you know that Sandy Hook has decided they got to tear down a house now?
You mean that the stage, the Lanza house that was put on the stage and had some silly police report tape, you know, many, many miles away, all the way around it, so that nobody could possibly get there.
I know.
Yeah.
A great, big, beautiful house, and we must tear it down. It makes us feel so bad every day.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they pretty much bulldozed the school into oblivion, didn't they? So.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the thing is that the whole world is starting to realize that Sandy Hook was a hoax, and this is just one piece of evidence they can't leave stand, you know, because if someone did buy that house and decided that they were a Sandy Hook investigator, they could have forensics come in, and they wouldn't find any blood or DNA residue, so they have to tear it down.
Oh, but there were black trash bags all over the windows, we were told.
Oh, so that you couldn't see through.
Right, yeah. That he lived like that. No, he lived like that with his family.
Oh.
And nobody really asked any questions like, child, why do you have black trash bags all over your windows, you know, in our beautiful house here in Connecticut? You know, just none of it makes sense. None of it makes sense.
Well, just think of the billions of dollars that had to have been spent to pull off that kind of a hoax and to get the entire township basically bribed in and involved. There are some, I think, fairly credible reports that some people received as much as $500,000 in hush money. So quite a lot of our tax money went through the Obama administration and through the Zionist power brokers to just try to stuff this in our face. And boy, I tell you what, you got to be pretty proud of the American people for just stuffing it right back at them.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of other hoaxes too here lately. There have been quite a few, and they're all hoaxes.
And I was so thrilled when Paul Craig Roberts was willing to go out on that skinny branch and actually admit false flag or talk about false flag. More and more people are doing it now. I mean, I understand, what was it, the president of Turkey? There's more and more people starting to say, this thing looks really fishy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that France thing was a pretty easy hoax to unravel when you think about the fact that they, you know, used those blanks and the crisis actor shot the blank and it struck, what, a couple feet away from the guy's head, 3-4 feet. There wasn't any impact in the pavement. And of course, the cop that was supposedly shot on national TV didn't have any blood coming out of his 6 liters or so that run through his body and, of course, up into the cranial region. And, of course, when they did the stretcher routine, which they blocked with bodies, there was no blood around him at the time, but then at night they showed the tempera paint that they poured all over the pavement. So somehow he delayed his bleeding until he was long gone to the coroner.
Until he'd been removed, uh-huh. That is interesting. So do you believe that that is the one issue of the Paris, France, you know, Charlie mess that was the thing that told you that thing was a staged event?
Well, yeah. I mean, that it was not difficult, though, when you saw those guys storming out of the car and yelling something in Arabic, and they didn't seem to be Arabic people, and they were very light-skinned from even through the mask you see. It just seemed so staged. And then Charlie Hebdo, which is a spoof
Yeah, I want to talk about that after this break, because I am not Charlie. I am announcing that. I am not Charlie, and I'm sure Dr. Cass is not Charlie either. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, it is all about the truth, and it is so hard to find. NoDisinfo.com is a website you're going to find intriguing. NoDisinfo.com. I go there periodically. I like to look at the blogs. I like to look at the comments that are made and the news stories that are there. Check that out. We were talking about what happened in France, and I am not Charlie. I just wanted to mention to you, I don't know if you heard this or not, Dr. Cass, but not only were they, you know, poking supposedly the Muslim people in the eye with a stick by using those cartoons of Muhammad, and that was supposed to be, you know, alienating all the Muslims, which, you know, killing millions of them or thousands of them in the Middle East right now, it doesn't, you know, seem to phase them, I guess, from the standpoint that a cartoon does. In other words, They responded to a cartoon. But here's a cartoon that I talked about the other day, and I don't want to be too graphic about it. But this one was in Charlie Hebdo magazine, which had only 60,000, of course, circulation at the time, which they now said they've changed that to 700,000. I don't know how that happened, but they now they had 700,000 at the time.
They might be hyping it, but probably they did sell a few more. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm talking about initially. They changed that original 60,000 to 700,000.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay, but anyway, they had a cartoon of God doing an act with Jesus in which they create the Holy Spirit. and it's not very nice.
No. No.
Now, what redeeming value? Where are the Christians, number one? Nobody's responding to that one. To me, that is beyond. I don't care if you've got legal right. You have no moral right to do
right.
something like that.
It's provocation. That's the goal of Zionism and the other arch perpetrators, is to try to create a provocation. Now, they base this on, well, we're atheists, so we can do whatever we want, so we're not blaspheming. But that may well be, but that's a communist, socialist criminal cabal anyway. But you know, first of all, I have a French correspondent, and I'll tell you what he has found. Besides that, it's owned by Baron von Rothschild anyway.
Oh, who is that? Who is that?
The Rothschild family owns Charlie Hebdo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, and of course, the fake wife of Charb, the you know guy who was killed, the editor, she's a heavily embedded, heavily embedded Rothschild agent. She's on the Mayor Brown board, and she was the pretty face that you saw that claimed, "I'm dying because he died," and all that nonsense. The one that was laughing and smiling on national news while she said that she's missing her loved one. But it's a Rothschild entity, and the collaborators there were obviously given an awful lot of money. Charlie Hebdo was not doing well at the time. They're doing better now, of course. And so they got these are all older people. They got a big payout, and they're somewhere. We don't know where. But my French correspondent had a buddy that works very close to the movie set, and he said that, well, why is everything closed? He went up to a cop about 7:30 in the morning, and the cop said, well, we're having a movie here today. Yeah, it's just...
Whoa.
No, there's more fakes. The cardiologist is a fake thing.
What cardiologist? The one in Boston?
Yeah, it's totally fake. And, of course, you can see that with the one picture they show of a wounded person who is not wounded, who has no blood, and who isn't the person that was supposedly shot, doesn't even look like that person. Plus, why would you have four or five ambulances with their lights flashing parked exactly next to the curb as part of the scenery of the shooting when you've got a hospital? You don't need the ambulances there. The ER is already in the hospital. So, I mean, all you gotta do is,
wow,
you just look at a couple of things and you say, well, this is a scam. And all the crisis actors and the doctors trying to fake wipe tears off their eyes with no tears. Why would you fake crying if it was real? If you had grief, you have grief. You don't have to fake it before the cameras.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying a physician was not killed in Boston. You are a physician yourself, and you're going out on a skinny limb, because I don't know anything about this, but I'm going to look up and see if there's a history of this guy and see what has gone on in the background of this. I mean, because I can't imagine how they can create a doctor being killed. I can't imagine that.
It's, you know, the DHS does quite a lot of drills in hospitals, so there have been a few.
Right.
Somebody came in with a six-shooter, and they shot him up. And, of course, there's never any crime scene. There are no forensics. Look, here's a situation where a supposedly prominent cardiologist at the same medical center, Brigham Women's, which did the Boston hoax, by the way. Brigham Women's in Boston was the one who supposedly treated all the fake amputees from that situation. But if you shoot a doctor in a hospital in the head twice, or in the belly and the head, that's a major crime scene. You have to have forensics, you have to have hazmat, you have to have the blood and the brain and the particles removed carefully. None of that's going on. So then you got this clown and his wife up in Minnesota that claimed that he suicided them and killed himself. That's another miserable hoax. They're just hitting us like mad.
Well, I got to tell you right now, I am not going to take the position that, you know, Dr. Davidson was not killed, because I'm looking at this and seeing now the fundraising that's going on, the family's now response to this. And I mean, I don't want to be going on record saying this man didn't die. I don't know, but I want to do some research on this.
Though, you know, look into it. Remember how they had the fundraisers rocking and rolling?
Right.
And they got the same thing going on these two things. All you got to do is look at the imagery. You can't fake what's real. If it's real, there's going to be some kind of a trace to a crime scene that is that's traceable. And, I mean, that's a major, major, major thing to go shoot a medical specialist inside the hospital. How do you get the gun in there? There's a lot going on with that. Anyway, I'm just saying, there's so much being heaped upon the American people, and it all goes back to taking the guns, in this case, amongst other manipulative efforts.
Well, and I understand how you feel, and we all feel that way ever since we were lied to about 9/11, is that we don't believe anything that we're seeing. But, you know, I just want to be careful here on what we are saying and what we're not saying about what has happened, because I don't know. I don't have any dog in this fight. I don't have any information in this fight either. His wife is allegedly 7 months pregnant. They have two daughters, ages 7, 9, and a son who is 2. And, I mean, a CV surgeon is somebody, you know, they ought to know the name of a CV surgeon. And also look at the organization.
Yeah, but remember, that's the same entity that did the Boston smoke bombing hoax. They're the ones that said they treated 35 cases of... We know nobody was injured in Boston. We know it was a pyrotechnic device. The pyrotechnic device was being seen carried away and stuffed into a black bag. Everybody knows it that's looked at it. So you've got a PSYOP hospital already, and it's got a history of doing PSYOPs. Not a surprise. Well, anyway, my point is that all these distractions take us away from real issues, which are there are real wars, there are real people being hurt and killed, and there are people who are ill. There are wars against us with vaccinations, with Lyme, with the co-infections of Lyme, with cancer, with heart disease, with, you know, genetically engineered food making people chronically ill. And we don't need any of this. If something's real, fine, report it. But why, you know, don't make it up and impose this on people.
Let me bring up, you mentioned GMO. I want to talk about GMO for a second, because I am so thrilled to know that Russia is now instituting the idea that they are not going to accept GMO foods there. Now, we all know they changed the DNA. They're bad for us. And it seems to me that if a leader really cares about their people, they will say no to GMOs. Well, at the same time, we're told that, of course, the leader in Syria, what is his name? The
Assad.
Yeah, Assad. That, you know, he loves killing his people. You know, we hear that all the time. He's an ophthalmology doctor. He loves killing his people all the time. That's what we're here on CNN. He denied his people GMOs in Syria. But he wants to kill them. But he won't let them have GMOs. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. Plus, you say he's a, you know, you remind us that he's a physician. Mr. Assad is a target because of his support of the Lebanese resistance. And that's why he's being made the enemy and so forth. But bottom line is, like you said, obviously the people in power in the United States are the most indifferent to the good health of their people. We're the number one place where vaccines are imposed on people. You heard about that poor thing in the East Coast who was imposed to take chemotherapy.
Yes.
We are the leader in that kind of tyrannical heaping on the people. And we are the leader in GMO consumption, second is Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get our act in order. And that's why I don't like these hoaxes, because they're a big distraction. They're very costly. They're destructive to the people. We've got big issues to talk about, and apparently these distractions are to take us away from. And one of them is the GMOs, genetically engineered food. If they will not help us at the governmental level, which they will not, we can do it ourselves by systematically, you know, educating each other. And we'll do that today, how you can avoid GMOs.
Good, good. I want to talk about that, but I also want to mention that Hungary has now just said no GMOs for our people.
She's been working on that for some time.
Yeah, and you've got little tiny countries. I mean, I can't even think of the names right now, but you've got little tiny countries going, no way, no GMOs for
and
our
in
people.
In England, it's banned to use, for example, if you buy a Coca-Cola, which I wouldn't be buying, but it's with cane sugar. That's how strict they are. They won't allow the corn syrup in. So they use alternatives because no GMO is allowed in England.
Interesting.
Almost no. You know, it's very close.
Okay. We're going to be back after this four-minute break with the incredible Dr. Cass Ingram. He's not afraid to say it. I might be, but he's not. We'll be back after this three-minute break. Stay tuned. From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Power Hour. thank you for joining us. We have the outspoken Dr. Cass Ingram joining us today, nodisinfo.com. We're talking about GMO foods presently. There are a number of countries that say no to GMOs, but of course our president isn't, because he cares about his people. No, he cares about money is why he probably allows it in here. And the research and the Monsanto. And if you haven't seen Monsanto's new website, oh my goodness, are they trying to schmooze you, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's discover.monsanto.com, I believe it is. It is amazing in what they're trying to get people to believe. Dr. Cass, the GMO issue is number one. And, of course, the only answer that we have to non-GMO foods is eating organic food, to me. Is that correct, the best answer we have?
Eating around the non-GMOs, we'll start with. That would be rejection of pretty much all soy.
Okay.
And almost all corn, because 80 to 90% of those crops are genetically engineered in this country. And then that means corn syrup and corn starch, soy oil. It means soy vitamin E, therefore the power hour, which you have the sunflower seed vitamin E, people need to switch, if nothing else, for their own health, but also as a test, fight back, you know, against
okay.
the GMOs. And then you have the issue of cottonseed oil. You don't want to eat that when you see that in nuts. And then also canola. Most of the canola that you would buy or eat is genetically altered. Beet sugar versus cane, which we shouldn't be having either. And a radicchio in the commercial market, Hawaiian papayas, crooked neck yellow squash. And really, those are the primary GMOs that you want to shop around.
Okay, let me ask you this. Now, you are familiar with North American Urban Spices line really, really well, and you know that they have no GMOs in their line. I'd like to go into some of the products and why you need to be purchasing the alternate, which is the North American Urban Spice non-GMO line. When you look at other supplements and other combinations of items and oils and creations that they have made, you must just absolutely just recoil when you see the amount of GMO items that are in supplements.
Supplements are a major cause of GMO toxicity because people are not paying attention, and they're assuming that companies would avoid them. But how can they when most of the raw materials are coming from China and they're all conglomerates? So I treated a case of a person who had terrible intestinal pain, as if pins and needles were going on. And you know, when they make genetically engineered corn, they do it to kill the corn borer. So what's done is the gut of the corn borer explodes after it eats the GMO pollen or the GMO corn or whatever. So that same kind of explosion is happening in the guts of humans and has been proven in the guts of cows, that their intestines blow up into little holes, you know, little holes come in there. So I removed all the genetically engineered vitamin C from her diet, and her intestinal pain went away 2 weeks later.
Interesting.
Now, this is what we're talking about. Ascorbic acid, vitamin C, is made from corn. That corn is genetically engineered, and the GMOs transfer into the supplement.
Now, wait a minute. Are you telling me all ascorbic acid, I mean, are you saying this equivocally, all?
Yes. Except if it says specifically from sago palm.
Oh, really?
All vitamin C, all ascorbic acid, is now tainted with GMOs, and therefore we have to consume vitamin C from fruit, from tropical fruits that have a high density of vitamin C or in the diet. See, let's just use vitamin C as an example. How does Dr. Cass Ingram consume his vitamin C? Well, he eats citrus, he eats spinach, he eats romaine lettuce, he eats papaya and strawberries, organic, and red sweet peppers. But I also take that Purely C. I take it as a powder in my smoothies, and I take the capsules.
Okay. And how much vitamin C do we need a day, or how would we take that?
Well,
what would you recommend?
Ideal health. We would need about 500 milligrams, which we can get in this natural form. Otherwise, we're going to be left in the diet with only 30 to 40 milligrams a day. If that, if we're eating mostly nuts and seeds and protein, we're not getting any vitamin C. And milk products, for example, they don't have any. So what I'm getting it from is Acerola and particularly Camu in that product.
Okay, and that is what the Power Hour carries as Purely C, correct?
Right.
And I want to talk
about Purely E. I'm getting it from sunflower seed vitamin E, and you know what? It's far more potent than the soy.
Okay, I want to talk about the Purely Pack. I was talking to we'll come back after this break. I want to talk about the Purely Pack.
Yes,
we'll be right back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Minutes after the hour. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world. You know, tomorrow we were going to have Michael Horowin on the show. He has to go to trial. He is an attorney. His son, who was a very young child, was found to have SV40. When his son got cancer, he wanted his child checked for SV40. He was going to be on the program tomorrow, but they called a hearing in his trial, in his son's trial. So, and there's a lot going on with this SV40 issue. And
are they trying some criminals for infecting that child, vaccine industry, or what's the attorney doing?
Well, I don't really know yet. I haven't talked to him. I haven't been able to get some time with him yet. He hasn't been available. But his his story is online, and his cancer, his child's cancer, they directly related it to SB 40, which is why I wanted to get him on the show, because he wasn't one of the people in the 58.
No, that virus is just like Lyme and Ehrlichia and the other veterinary induced germs. They've now got mass circulation. We didn't have any SV40 in this country until it was injected in the people.
That's
with
right.
The Roosevelt campaign.
That's right.
And, of course, we know the protocols of Zion, which say that we will denude you through vaccination. Remember, Henry Kissinger said the same thing. We're going to use, and Bill Gates is on record. He's on YouTube. It's not a fake. We're going to do down the carbon imprint by vaccinating people, and that'll take care of business.
One would think these people are evil. With water, vaccines, food, air, one would think there is an evil intent here. And I don't I don't want to go any more into that. But I just want to tell people that North American Urban Spice is on special at the Power Hour. So when we talk about these items, they are non-GMO. They are as pure as they can get them. They test them. And they're available at the Power Mall. And you can call us if you have unlimited minutes, 573-378-6049, 573-378-6049. I want to talk especially because I think that the Purely Pack is underrated from the standpoint of people knowing about it and appreciating all the things that are in the Purely Pack.
So they don't know about it. They don't know about it at all. This goes back to the original research on the vitamins in the 30s and 40s and 50s, where we were able scientifically to reverse disease through things like rice bran and yolk of egg and vitamin C from paprika with St. George's work. And then when they synthesized it, it no longer worked. In the case of St. Jersey with the vitamin C, it no longer reversed the arthritis, the fatigue, and the muscle pain. So that's what Purely Pack is. It's just taking the fruit, the fatty salmon oil, the vitamin E from sunflower, the B complex from rice bran and from New Zealand liver, right? It's food. And they're just putting all that into these packs. And I take two packs a day. And then I don't care about the RDA or all that. I want to get, if I get 20 or 30 or 40% of the RDA in a pack like that, I'm thrilled because I know biologically every bit of that is being used, and then I don't get any toxicity from hard-pressed pills. I'm not going to choke to death on them. These are all capsules. I'm not going to get any coal tar. Right? I don't want coal tar. It's a carcinogen. I don't want petrol. I'm going to get a lot of petrol if I take a multiple vitamin or prenatal. I don't want it.
Well, the Purely Pack, explain what that is, because it's a big container. It is probably the ultimate. I mean, if you want to take the ultimate, it would be the Purely Pack. So explain what's in that container.
That has, I don't know, 8 or 10. Well, it's got 30 packs of whatever, the number of pills that are there, or they're capsules, and each pack is a one-day supply. Well, if a person's budgetary, they can cut the pack in half, and it's 2 days. It's for 60 days. It will give you whole food vitamins, A, D, E, C, B complex. That's what it is. But you get the cofactors that are not in the synthetics, because you're getting the whole food source. So you're getting 10 different vitamin E's in that capsule in addition to the high amount of, you're getting 14 forms of vitamin C. You're getting the flavonoids. You're getting unknown B-complex components along with the known. You're getting carnitine in the liver. My God. I mean, it's just what we need. And you feel it. Mm-hmm. I can't live without the Purely Pack. You just feel better.
Well, there are 11 items in the Purely Pack, in each Purely Pack.
Oh,
11
okay.
items, ladies and gentlemen. Now that, and I mean, this is like the super duper heavy duty way to get nutrition into your body. And you know, the one thing I like about the oils or in the capsules is you can actually see through them, and you know what's in there, and you are getting a huge, huge mega dose of vitamins when you take this. For instance, it contains Alaskan sockeye salmon, oil tarula yeast, rice bran, rice germ, sunflower seed oil, camu berries, acerola cherry, yeah. Rus coraria, rosehip powder, cold-pressed Australian pumpkin seed oil, red palm oil, wild rosemary extract, and high mountain oregano. Now, what is all that doing for you? I mean, that's not like the normal vitamins that we see.
Well, you are getting the whole food, crude, unprocessed, God-made, electrically active vitamins, plus the cofactors, which you don't need. No caveman, no ancient, no Egyptian, no Hindu, no ancient European ever did the RDA. And most of these centenarians don't take vitamins. So we're getting an advanced form. Did you know there was a book written, How to Live Long, in 1920, and they found four things that were associated with long life?
What was that?
One of them was the yolk of a raw egg, which, you know, the Italians have done for years and so on. The other is sunflower seeds, which is sunflower seed vitamin E. You see, it's in there. And then it was berries and yogurt.
Huh.
So food was associated with centenarian and long life, and not chemicals, not vitamin pills. But with Purely Packed, you get a food.
Yes.
What you're getting is a superfood in the capsule.
You know, and I don't think we've promoted this enough to tell people and educated them enough to know that this is whole food vitamins. Whole food. It's the real food in there. So you don't have to worry anymore. Am I getting something that ends in ITE or ATE or whatever?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that.
No,
you are
no cold
getting.
No chemical, no saccharin, or no sugar, no corn syrup, no, you know. If you had to buy those things individually from whether North American or somebody else or whatever, if you had to buy the camu and then some vitamin E sunflower and some unprocessed fish oil, that'd be about $250. But in the Purely Pack, you're dealing with $90. So it probably costs them about $50 to make. And so what you're selling it for is a minimal profit. That's why nobody will do it. But for a dollar, you could make a centrum and charge $29.99 or whatever it is, you know.
Right. Now, I do want to say to people, before somebody orders it, it does have some grass-fed Argentinian beef liver in it. So if people are vegans, do you want to address that?
They have to just pull those capsules out if they want to still take it. But they've got the fish oil in there, too, the salmon oil. So that's tough for a vegan.
Yeah, so that, you know, if they're true vegans, that might not be the thing for them. I just want to warn everybody about that.
Yeah.
But they're
a vegan could do, if they had to go that way, Purely B and Purely C and Purely E.
Okay, Purely B, C, and E then. You could take Purely B, C, and E.
And now what I do for the minerals is Oregamax. I've been touting this for years, as you know.
The minerals? Wait a minute, the minerals in Oregamax?
Well, they're high, extremely high, and I don't need much more than that. Because I get a high density, the weight of a wild oregano plant is 10% mineral ash. And the density is there. It may not be megadoses, but when we did the bone densitometry before and after on those two or three cases, the bone density went up higher than it did with the calcium pills, just with 6 Oregamax a day. Now, more research needs to be done, but there was a study published in Switzerland, I think it was. I'll try to get the study up, where they found that the essential oils and the crude herbs from certain herbs increased bone density dramatically. And within a week, they noticed a difference in the test animals.
Hmm.
And that's probably because of the hormonal, also the fact that some of these herbs contain vitamin K, which is necessary for bone. So that's a very interesting result.
Yeah. So again, Purely Pack is available at the Power Mall. Now that is the super duper total food nutrition. It is total food nutrition, ladies and gentlemen, but it does contain a little bit of beef liver and a little bit of salmon. So if you are wanting to get, if you're a vegan, the Purely B, C, and E would be the alternative that you would get from the Power Mall. Purely B, Purely C, and Purely E. And, you know, I am so intent on wanting real food now because I just don't trust all the supplements that are out there. And I see what they're doing and telling us and justifying it when North American goes to so much incredible work to make sure that they are pure, that I don't know why people want to go to something cheaper because, oh, well, you know, it'll help. It, you know, it's cheaper, and then you end up getting GMO products.
Yeah, I think it's a philosophic thing at that point, or a belief, or a heartfelt thing where, by God, we can't just do this because it's cheap or because everybody's doing it. We can't have ascorbic acid in our products. We cannot have synthetic B vitamins. We can't use soybean vitamin E. It's noxious. And we surely can't use coal tar-based vitamins. Now, I did have a case of a guy who represented with black spots all over his body and a lot of black bruisey spots over the liver. And he was really upset because for 30 years he's taken a big handful of commercial vitamins and health food store vitamins. He was coal tar intoxicated. I removed him from all those supplements. He was put on Purely Pack and things, Green Flush and the Purge, and those lesions on his tissues, they went away. He was poisoning himself.
So coal tar is what, and what does
coal
it do to you?
Coal tar is a carcinogen that is we use in medicine that is injected into the skin or given orally to induce a cancer so that you can test something against that animal. And it's the raw material used. It's the carbon base for the production of thiamine, niacin, pantothenic acid, some pantothenic acid, though, is made by microbial synthesis, and also for riboflavin. They use it as a carbon source. But
Coal tar, how might we see a vitamin that contained coal tar? How would we recognize it in
all of them do. Oh, well, some are made by microbial synthesis, but vitamin A palmitate, thiamine hydrochloride, riboflavin mononitrate, those are pretty much always coal tar.
Okay, say those again. Say those again for people.
Vitamin A palmitate, thiamine hydrochloride, riboflavin mononitrate, I think it is, pyridoxine hydrochloride, pyridoxine mononitrate, those are produced mostly from tar or hexane. And they are carcinogenic and toxic. And this may explain why some fairly significant studies have demonstrated that people who regularly take those kinds of vitamins die younger than those who don't take them at all. And even they showed an increase in stillbirths in women taking 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C in a study published, I believe this one was in Lancet. And that makes sense because we see in rats that they have that consume GMOs, they have a big increase in stillbirth and in infertility. So we have a completely confused issue in our minds about this vitamin thing. It's become a hoax that we feel like we need to take these vitamins as a baseline, but we'd be better off if we didn't take them at all.
Wow, that is a statement. That is a statement, ladies and gentlemen. So just make sure you know what you're taking because, you know, we've talked about this here at the Power Mall, and we are so careful with the items that we carry for that very reason is I don't want to be giving people more problems than they've already got.
Yeah, I know.
I really don't. Okay. Let's move on to other things that are important. And I want to, you mentioned you get your minerals from Regamax. Now, what kind of minerals are you going to benefit from?
Well, mind you that wild oregano and sage also grows on white calcareous rock. So the primary two minerals that are going to be found here are going to be calcium and phosphorus. But that rock also is quite high in zinc. It so happens that wild oregano is very dense in zinc. I think it's six times more dense than meat, which is your main dietary source. It's an excellent source of copper, which you want the copper-zinc balance. It's a pretty good source of silicon. So mainly we're talking about calcium, phosphorus, zinc, and copper. Plus, vitamin K is found in wild oregano as well as wild sage, and that is a synergist for the laying down of bone. So we really have missed the boat in the last 40 years in the vitamin sort of industry and us gurus and health gurus, where we fell off the wagon, most of us, and started to use the more chemical, high-dose things. They're no good. Shouldn't use them at all. You should just forget that and move into superfoods and whole food supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about the dose. Get a baseline, and then you get the rest from your diet. That's good enough.
Okay.
And if you have a disease process, then we increase the dose, of course.
Okay. You know, you mentioned Lyme, and I know I want to open up the phone lines, first of all. If you have a nutritional issue, let's not talk. We're not talking now on all the sordid things that go on in the world that we don't like. That's not the issue now. I'd like to hear if anybody has a health question that they want to ask Dr. Cass Ingram.
Yeah.
The number is 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. And be forewarned that if you ask a question about in Sandy Hook or anything else, I'm going to move on. Because I do want, because we don't have enough time with Dr. Cass on health issues. But you're coming out with a book on Lyme disease. Can we announce that?
The Lyme disease cure is supposed to be done in March. I'm just doing the recipes now. It's going to have some nice, you'll have 2 weeks of eating right for Lyme, some important high-density recipes, a lot of protocols. And I will deal with not just Lyme, but the co-infections. I have a section on Plum Island, and it's pretty convincing that this is a biogerm that got into the system just like SV40. We don't need more, a lot of proof.
I've always wondered. All right, we'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour with the Dr. Cass Ingram. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley in the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, and Dr. Cass Ingram. The Dr. Cass Ingram is our guest today. I'll tell you, he walks the walk, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, he walks the walk. And all the North American Urban Spice products are on special at the Power Mall. And the ones for children, the ones for adults, available at the Power Mall. Scott, do we have callers? Okay. Let's go to Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dr. Cass Ingram.
Dr. Cass, I always hear different medications or wherever where they tell people not to eat grapefruit because it retains.
Oh, good, yeah.
Now, what I don't know what's in a grapefruit versus an orange or a lemon or whatever, but is it possible that a grapefruit has something that would help you retain your vitamins? Because I always hear that you pee your C away pretty quickly, you know, by
Well, you don't pee it away that quickly when you take it from oranges. It's true of the synthetic, and the synthetic B vitamins you see taint the urine to a greenish or fluorescent color because the body rejects them. The receptor sites don't like them. They're not high energy enough to get on the receptor sites. So if you take it in grapefruit juice or from strawberries or from orange juice, especially if it's fresh squeezed or just the fruit, the vitamin C is well retained and well utilized, but it does water soluble lose eventually. Now, grapefruit has a lot of pectin in it, so it's competing with that miserable cholesterol-lowering drug. And it's also going to bind. Grapefruit's great. It does hold the vitamin C a little longer than anything else because it tends to bind things. So it binds the drug and takes it out of the body, which is a good thing. I mean, if a drug is so toxic that you can't have a grapefruit with it, then I think we should be looking at the drug, not the grapefruit.
Oh, you know what? And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because when I was in the hospital, they asked me what I wanted, and my diet was mostly raw that I wanted, and the nutritionist was really nice about that. However, I said, I'm craving a grapefruit. And she said, we're not allowed to serve grapefruit anymore in this hospital because it conflicts with too many drugs.
Yeah, it binds them. It purges them. Yeah.
Really? I mean, what is the deal? I mean, if you can't have God's food.
They know how they are.
That's weird. Okay. Dave, did you get an answer to your question?
Yeah, I'm going to put a skull and crossbones on all my grapefruits and then eat around that.
That's a good idea.
Thank you very much, Dave. Let's go to TJ in Minnesota. TJ in Minnesota, you're on the air with Dr. Cass Ingram. Go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I've got a case here with a hound dog. And I hope it's not hopeless, but it may be. But she's got a tumor growing on her heart. Any way to retard that?
Yeah, you got to pound the chaga drops under the, you know, lots. And the dog will just absorb that. The chaga strength drink material, the liquid, the chaga drops, the turmeric drops, the juice of oregano, the oil
just
of oregano.
Just a minute. I can't write all that down.
Oh, man, that dog's... That dog's going to love that oregano, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, okay, well, juice of oregano, oil of oregano. You probably got a virus, too, you know, and then the chaga drops and the chaga liquid strength drink. I believe that's what, and then the turmeric drops should be enough. Now, some people have done very well with wild berry drops. So you might look at that, too.
you know.
Is chaga the chaga mushroom? Is that what we're talking
about? That's right. You want the sublingual liquefied drops and the you don't want an alcohol tincture. You want to call the power hour and get there. There's an 8-ounce bottle and then there's a 2-ounce bottle. You want them both.
Of chaga and
chaga, oregano juice, and if you get some raw berry extract, that too.
All right, we got to go. Hey, I'll give you a special price that. Hey, TJ, I'll give you a special price on it since that's for your puppy dog, okay? So tell Rosie I said to give you a really good deal on that, okay?
Oh, great. Yeah.
All right, we'll be back after this 1 minute, 10-second break with Dr. Cass Ingram. Uh-oh, they're going to say I treat animals better than people. Oh, no. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.